Governor Doyle spoke in Milwaukee at a meeting of a regional economic council called M7. Doyle says the proposed state budget includes items he knows companies like, such as a tax break for capital gains reinvested in a new business, and tax credits for companies that create jobs in the state. But Doyle was questioned about his support for so-called combined reporting, which would basically tax Wisconsin companies on money made by their subsidiaries elsewhere. Doyle says he's not prepared for deeper cuts in schools and the university system.
We've got to find other sources of revenue. Combined reporting is something we've modeled on the Minnesota law, the Illinois law. Those who have studied it don't see any difference in the economic development that comes from it. It affects only about 13% of the companies of the state. And frankly, a number of the companies that have operating losses in their operations in other states actually benefit from combined reporting.
Doyle also defended a proposed repeal of a tax break for companies that keep production jobs in the state. Longtime Republican activist Michael Grebe is a leader of M7 and the Greater Milwaukee Committee. He says his concerns about the governor's budget have not been eased.
Speaking only for myself, when I balance the negatives in this budget for business against the positives, I think the negatives significantly outweigh the positives.
Grebe says the combined reporting tax would especially hurt insurance companies and financial institutions. He says the Milwaukee Association of Commerce will be one of the business groups asking state lawmakers to change the governor's proposal. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.